This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, February 3. The curtain is torn. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 27. From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook. The rocks split. At the moment Jesus died, the curtain in the temple was torn open from top to bottom. The temple represented God's presence among his people. The innermost section was called the Most Holy Place, and God's presence was focused especially in that room. A thick curtain separated it from the rest of the temple, and only one person, the high priest, could go into that room once a year on the Day of Atonement after going through an elaborate cleansing ceremony. In a sense, that curtain was a lasting reminder of the barrier God had used to keep Adam and Eve from the garden when they had fallen into sin. It wasn't that God didn't want people in his presence. The problem was that because of sin, no person could survive in God's presence. God's holiness and purity cannot mix with human sinfulness. But Jesus' death for our sake changed all that. Hebrews 10 verse 19 puts it this way: "We have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body." Jesus took away our sin by his death, opening the way for us to approach God again and enjoy life in him. The way is open. Have you entered? Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, for laying down your life to open the way for me to enjoy fellowship with God and abundant life with you now and forevermore. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.